And welcome back to Dads on the Air, coming to you around Australia on the Community Radio Network. In this program, we bring you informing and entertaining conversations with a wide range of interesting people on topics of fatherhood, family and parenting, and men's and boys' issues. Hi, I'm Bill Cable, but our special presenter today is Glenn Poole, who's going to take over the reins, and he has a guest for us. Over to you, Glenn.
Thanks, Bill. So, joining me today on Dads on the Air is a personal friend now and someone I met through the world of fathering. It's a great guy called Tom Docking, founder of Dads Group Inc. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Glenn. How are you going?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
Oh, mate, I'm very happy today. The sun is shining and it's a good day.
And you're in the wonderful Sunshine Coast in Noosa, I understand.
Yeah, that's right. Just a few kilometres south of Noosa in Perigian at the tech hub, you know, looking just over to the beach. It's beautiful here. Yeah?
Fantastic. I am down in the studio in Sydney at the moment, and I'm craving being back in my home up on the central coast of Queensland, but we should stop going on about Queensland and talk to the nation and all our overseas listeners too about the great work of Dads Group Inc. But first, Tom, just give me a bit of background of yourself as a father. How many kids you got, how old are they, and you know, a little bit of that.
Yeah, sure. I'm a father of Evelyn Joy and Annabelle Pearl, and I'm saying 2.5 kids at the moment because we've got another one due in the next couple of weeks. So any time now, I'll have three, and I'm married to my wife, Kate, and that's us. We've moved up here to the sunny coast from Melbourne a few years ago where Dad's Group kind of started, and growing the organisation and the community from here, which is really exciting.
Great. And I know you've got a corporate background, but have you been a busy corporate dad who doesn't see his kids, or have you made some changes?
I haven't been that busy corporate dad for a while. You kind of made some changes earlier. I finished up with the corporate world before actually having kids, and then was planning a 2-year trip around the world with my wife. And we ended up getting to Queensland and then getting pregnant and coming back to Ringwood. So.
Wow. So you got as far as Queensland on your worldwide trip.
Yeah. We thought it was pretty good, so we came back here with kids.
Oh, well, it's only another 20 years, Tom, and you'll be able to complete the trip.
That's what they say. So I'm happy with that, yeah.
For our listeners, then, who don't know what Dad's Group is, can you just give us a little bit of a background about what is Dad's Group Inc.?
Yeah, sure. Dad's Group is an organisation that we set up about 4 years ago now. And when I became a dad for the first time, I remember getting the seaplane across from Payman Island to the doctor, and the doctor, you know, asked him, is there any chance that, you know, that the pregnancy test is not accurate? And he said, there is a chance that it's not accurate, but it's only ever not accurate when it says that you're not pregnant and you are, and this one says you are pregnant, so you are. And that's when it really, it, the penny dropped. And oh,
wow.
So I'm having a baby. And my wife says I didn't speak really for 2 weeks, and I went off and went fishing, and by any measure, I was shocked and not coping, I guess.
Okay.
Very, very well at the time. Yeah, so that's been our experience. And then after going through that, I realised, well, I went back to a really supportive community back in Melbourne with family and stuff, and, you know, it took me, I was shocked for, you know, probably about 3 weeks or 4 weeks, et cetera. But then, you know, I started getting excited.
Yes.
Had a really great family support and community around me, and started that journey of, you know, antenatal classes, and my mum's a midwife and my sister-in-laws are both midwives. So very much surrounded by that environment and feeling, you know, confident as far as you can be. But at the same time, just thought, well, what's the essence for dads? And so how do I get educated on this dad thing? You know, how do I get out there and be a great dad? And I started doing some research. I just couldn't seem to find any part of the pathway for new parents was really dedicated to dads. It was quite clearly defined by mums and maternal child health at the time. And I thought, well, it's interesting because we live in a very sophisticated, educated world, and there's quite a lot of research that goes into the importance of paternal engagement, or, you know, the father's engagement with the child throughout its development. Yet there's no pathway for dads, and so we set up this an organisation to explore what would dads actually benefit from and how will we support dads. And over the last few years, we've worked out that the best way to support dads is to support, you know, to support that new family.
Yep.
From the get-go. So when they first find out, going to become a family, and then work out how to help them through that journey through connecting in the same way that mums groups were established. We thought it would be great to have a cultural norm to have dads groups. That would be great. And it's so that's been our ambition since then, is create a country where when you become a dad, there is a pathway for you to connect socially, because in that connection socially, you find pathways towards support if and when you need support, which is, yeah, essentially we want to create environments where you've got social connections that are going to be helpful throughout that journey. And to be honest, everyone goes through some level of disconnection, isolation, trauma,
yes,
you know, tragedy in their life. And it's no different when you become a parent. That's going to be, the challenges are going to be there. It's about how you are set up to deal with those challenges. And we thought if we could have that mum's group for dads as well, we might be able to stop some of that isolation, which leads, you know, further research demonstrated it actually leads to some really nasty community tragic outcomes, you know, such as isolation leading to suicide and family violence and those types of things. So there's nothing out there like it. We thought, can we trial something that actually is positive rather than help them once they've crashed and burned?
Yes.
And, yeah, dads group was established, and now we've catalyzed and established over 60 or 70 groups across Australia.
Wow.
We're still learning on, you know, how to help, but we've got some amazing leaders and dads and professionals who, you know, like yourself, who understand way more than we do about the mental health space or, you know, those elements of community and family and health better than us. And so we're partnering with those types of organisations to inform how we help, which is, yeah.
Great. So, Tom, give us an example of how, just pick one of those 60 to 70 groups and give us an example of what a new dad's experience would be turning up at a group. Where would it, was it, is it in a park? Is it in a yeah, room? What's his experience?
Yeah, that's a great question, because we thought maternal child health provides spaces in maternal child health centres and family health centres. But we found from feedback, speaking to thousands of dads over the last few years, that dads don't actually feel really comfortable there often. And so we thought, well, go to where dads are, you know, in the same way that Movember, one of our supporting organisations, go to where men are as their strategy, we go to where dads are and try and we've just found dads are in cafes, dads are in parks, dads are, you know, down at the beach, and so a lot of our programs are exactly that. Dads will find out, we have a digital strategy to connect with dads via an online presence and get them into a local dads group, so the dads are cool, for example.
Yes.
And we also know that 80% of our digital outreach connects with mums, so or more. So we know that when we're posting our dads of cool events online, that mums are often picking that up and then saying to their partners, hey, there's this social group for dads, you get a free coffee, take the baby down there and connect with some local dads. And that's just been, yeah, we've learned that that's been the most effective way. But so what does it look like? The dads will often, a normal pathway would be a mum speaks to another mum or sees another mum post something online about dad's group. They'll say, hey, Roger, take, you know,
yep,
infant down there, or maybe they're expecting a baby and she's quite aware that he's not coping like I wasn't coping.
Yep.
And she says, why don't you go and meet some of the local dads and build some social connections there? And
right,
so he comes down, often a little bit kind of awkward, and then he realises it's just normal blokes, no agenda, and drinking coffee with the infants. He's like, oh, this is cool.
Too easy.
This is my new group of misfits.
Okay, great. So look, Tom, we're going to talk more about that throughout the programme, but we need to have a song now, and you've chosen a song for us.
I have.
What is it?
I think I chose Cat Stevens' Wild World.
Beautiful.
We're dads on the air.
And that was Cat Stevens with Wild World. We're on Dad's on the Air speaking with Tom Docking, founder of Dad's Group Inc. So Tom, you were just giving us a taste of what it's like for a new dad turning up at a dad's group for the first time, maybe in a cafe, in a park, getting a free coffee and realising he's around some like-minded blokes who are just hanging out with their kids. Where do we go from there? What's the end goal? You say you want the groups there for dads, but what's the end goal of having you say 60 or 70 groups already, but what's the end goal if you do have groups in every state and town and a rural country town or wherever? What will happen as a result?
Yeah, fantastic, Glenn. I think the end goal for us, and for us it's been the commitment for the next 20 years, we're 4 years in, and that is to change the pathway for fathers and families, so that the current process is that you go into hospital and the mum's details are taken, the baby details are taken, but there's no details taken from the father because he's not a patient for the hospital. So that actually creates a bit of an issue in our opinion, that it's the mum and baby that those details get passed on to councils who then go and develop mum's groups from there.
Hmm.
And so if we just think from a policy change, if one day we have a country where that family was considered, the mum and dad were considered of somewhat equal importance, so to speak, from a data perspective.
Yes.
And we capture both of those pieces of data at that time when they first present. And obviously, not everyone's experience is the same, and of course it's not always going to be like that. But for the overwhelming majority, there is often a mother and a father of a child, and so you want that data to be captured and then for that to be passed on to the council, and for the council then to offer services and support, such as dad's group, peer support groups, the same as mum's group, to the dads, and for those to become part of the norm. That would be an outcome that we think would build resilient communities, create support for fathers, prevent some of that tragic isolation, family violence and suicide space that's unfortunately become a terrible reality of our communities. And that would be an end goal where mums have the support and dads have the support by design rather than by accident.
Gotcha.
And it's something that we've really connected in with maternal child health nurses and midwives as well. And they all 100%, fundamentally believe that that would be a great outcome. It's just
great.
It's the too hard basket at
yes.
the moment.
Okay, so you've currently been building the network of groups from the grassroots up with the support of Movember, but then you're talking about getting into councils and getting into the system. How much success then are you having so far at sort of at that piece, getting sort of systemic support for what you're doing?
Yeah, it's been really exciting because you find people who in councils and in maternal child health are really progressive and wanting to trial those concepts in their space. They often do come up with a bit of bureaucratic challenges internally around what we're doing, but there's always some councils out there and some local champions of this movement. So we're really excited by the response that we've got. We're working, we've got, I think, 9 different dads groups that are part of councils that we're trialing and trying to work out how we best interact with them to not do it for them, but help them do it, if that makes sense. We
yes.
want to be able to catalyse growth of community and identify community champions who will lead a dad's group. But we also acknowledge that this is not, our dad's groups aren't the first dad's groups, and you'll speak to dads, maternal child health nurses whose partners were running a dad's group 30 years ago, but it wasn't called a dad's group, it was just the dads caught up as well, right? So
yes.
We're not creating anything that's never been done before, but what we're trying to create, the element of difference is the innovation of trying to scale the
yes.
good efforts and then work out why aren't they scaling, what's stopping them and what's held them back. And a lot of that is around sustainability in its holistic sense, meaning social sustainability, so the people, having the support from council as well as maternal child health, as well as local businesses and people buying into the concept of dads and babies being out socially together and encouraging that.
Yeah.
And then where required, some type of minor funding for these dads groups in the same way that mums groups are, there's a funded practitioner professional running a 6-week course, for example, in Victoria for a mums group. And one day we'd like to have that for dads. And a lot of the challenges of running dads groups is that female-led men's health initiatives haven't seemed to take off radically, which is, you know, something you possibly expect. And so having male-led programs has been a big game changer for that space.
Great. So you mentioned that about just having dads out with babies and making that a normal thing. And I know one of the actual big sort of visual culture change pieces that you're doing is the Man with a Pram annual event now. What on earth is the Man with a Pram annual event, Tom?
Glenn, Man with a Pram is probably, you know, the most exciting thing we do each year from a Big Bang perspective. We go out there and invite mums and dads and babies to come to, you know, I guess it's the biggest dad event of the year in Australia in terms of that of infants anyway. And it's the aim is to replicate what we do in these local groups at a big level. So in the local groups, mums can have she often will have an hour or two off while dad takes the baby. And in that process, there's this leaving and cleaving type scenario where mum's letting the baby go with dad, sometimes for the first time, which, as you can imagine, has its sensitivities and challenges for both mum and dad. And then also it's a time where the dads are kind of boosting their, I guess, confidence and competence from a parenting perspective, which is really exciting as well. And then they're having direct time with their child. And so we try and do that in dads groups all across Australia every week, but we also want to do that in a very open public community way with Man with a Pram. So we get sponsored on board. So I think Baker's Delight this year were, you know, provided all the bread and breakfast and the coffee spots. So mums and dads would come down with their baby and their pram, they'd register and they'd get, this year they got $200 worth of all these different vouchers and prizes and stuff. And it's a fun day. The mums go, they have a time off. The dads with the prams walk up to 1.6 kilometres to Aquanation, where there's a barbecue put on by, you know, the Toyota guys and all the different community organisations are there. And it's a place where dads do something together with just dads, and mums have some, you know, some time just to relax or go out and have a coffee with a friend or you know, go and get a massage or get their hair done.
And how many dads how many dads did you have this year?
Oh, actually, I don't know how many dads we have. We had about 240 people in total.
Right.
So it's growing year on year. And,
yeah.
I just got off a call before with our national dads group, our weekly call, and we're now working across each state to roll out dads group and Man with a Pram in each state. So we're looking to connect with one of our New South Wales dads, connected in with the councils in Sydney and same with Adelaide and South Australia, and so it's
fantastic.
We hope the next 12 months will be an exciting explosion of Man with a Pram across Australia.
That sounds awesome. So look for it coming to a park near you very soon. We've only got a minute or so left, Tom. Just very quickly, I want to give a plug to the Australian Fatherhood Research Council, consortium. We haven't got a great deal of time to go into that, but just let me know why it's important for you to be connected to the Australian Fatherhood Research Consortium.
Oh, thank you for beautifully including that. Australian Fatherhood Research Consortium is, as I said before, with a corporate background, not a research or health background, our organisation requires to develop deep partnerships and connections with people who actually know their research in this space and have researched this space for the last, you know, 20 years. And understanding what you're doing and making sure that it's actually definitely helping and not hindering the whole process is fundamental. And we have our assumptions around how to do that, and we like to kind of clarify those assumptions with experts, you know, like yourself, Glenn, who can verify that, yes, this is not harmful to a new mother or a new baby or a new father. This is actually helpful. And doing that, whilst it sounds a little bit, you know, silly and small, it's still very core to what we do, is making sure that the little things we do is going to long-term bring benefit to the overall family and community, and make sure that the mum is a central part of the support model, even though it's branded towards dad.
Yeah, that's fantastic, Tom. And as we know, lots of research shows internationally that involve fatherhood from an early stage. It's good for dads, which is fantastic, but it's also good for mums and it's good for kids. And if you can help increase the amount of involvement that dads have with their kids from day one, that is an awesome gift that you're giving to future generations. So thanks for all your work, Tom. Tom, we've come to the end of the program, but there's still time for you to let us know what your final song is to play us out today.
Yeah, Yeah, the final song, Glenn, thank you very much, was meant to be reflective of the love that a dad has for his little one, his infant, his child, his daughter or son. And it's It Ain't Man Mountain High Enough by Marvin Gaye. So let it play and, party on.
And that was Ain't No Mountain High Enough, chosen for us today by our special guest, Tom Docking. And that was sung for us today by Marvin Gaye.
And Glenn and Tom, since we've got a little bit of time up our sleeves, we might listen to another song by Cat Stevens, seeing he's a favourite of Tom's. This song is called Remember the Old School Days, and as I said, it is by Cat Stevens. So this is moving on to the next stage of Dads with Prams.
Remember the days of the old schoolyard? We used to laugh a lot. Oh, don't you remember the days of the old schoolyard? When we had imaginings and we had all kinds of things and we left and needed love, yes I do. Oh, and I remember you, remember the days of the old schoolyard. We used to cry a lot. Oh, don't you remember the days of the old schoolyard? When we had simplicity and we had warm toast for tea and we left and needed love, yes I do. Oh, I remember you.
You were my sweet love,
my first sweet love,
my smiling face,
in
charge,
inside.
band. That was Cat Stevens singing Remember the Days of the Old School Yard, an artist favourite of Tom's.
Don't forget, we'd love to hear from any of our listeners. You can go to our website, dadsontheair.com.au, and send us an email and we'll be in touch. If you'd like to listen to this show again or any of our shows, go to our website, dadsontheair.com.au, or you can follow us on Facebook or Twitter. And so, Tom, on behalf of Glenn, it's Bill Cable wishing to thank you very much for being a guest on the program.
Thank you, Bill. It's been wonderful. Good to speak with you guys again.
And we'll be back next week with another show on Dads on the Air.